afternoon. My name is Nina O'Malley, as she said, and my topic today is on the genesis of a petrocalcic horizon in an Everglades Tree Island soil. So the Everglades is in South Florida, and it is a sawgrass marsh, freshwater marsh. And as you can see, this blue region that goes to the southwest across the screen is the Shark River Slough, and it contains hundreds of these green dots, which are tree islands. And 43 out of these 44 horizons that were analyzed were found to contain a petrocalcic horizon. This is a closer aerial view of these tree islands, these green dots are these tree island soils, or these tree islands. So the north end of these islands are elevated, and they're about 1 to 2 meters above the water, and they are vegetated with tropical hardwood trees, and they overlie a limestone bedrock. This is a picture of a typical petrocalcic horizon, and it is a subsoil horizon that's formed by secondary calcium carbonate, which is leached down through the soil from precipitation, and it accumulates until it plugs up the horizon, till it becomes root limiting and water limiting, and it contains no additions from groundwater. This is the soil that we analyzed, and it has a petrocalcic horizon, which is this BKUM horizon. It formed in a humid climate. It had an input from the fluctuating groundwater table, which was rich in calcium carbonate. Our objective was to develop and investigate a theory for the genesis of a petrocalcic horizon forming in this humid environment. We hypothesized that the petrocalcics formed similarly to those in arid climates, except it had an input of calcium from the groundwater table. This was the island that we sampled from, Gumbo Wimbo, and this is the northern part where the sample was taken from, and it was the highest part of the island. And this, for scale, is a gator trail that goes through the island, so it's relatively small. The soil profile was sampled and described to the bedrock, and this picture to the right is of a scientist cutting through that petrocalcic horizon with a rock saw, so it's very cemented. I washed and sieved each horizon with a distilled water bath before it was analyzed for physical and chemical analysis. The movements of water through this island you can't really see it, but I guess the red arrows represent outputs of water and the green represent inputs. And so there's evapotranspiration from the soil itself and from the vegetation, which pull up the calcium-rich groundwater, and it tends to accumulate in the most gravelly horizon in the soil. And there's also inputs from groundwater, which were calcium-rich due to the bedrock. And these arrows indicate runoff, which were part of the reason for why there was no calcium or petrocalcic formation on the edges of the island due to the instability. So the formation of a petrocalcic horizon, these are essentially the steps of that formation. So there's the release from calcium, and in this case it was due to the calcium from bones and shells that were present in the surface of the soil there. And then there was the capillary rise of the groundwater due to the vegetation that was present there. And evapotranspiration driven enrichment of soluble calcium, addition of CO2 and carbonic acid from the above to form secondary calcium carbonate Then after that accumulation of calcium carbonate, there is the plugging pores, which turns into a root limiting horizon. And then there was a laminar top formation, which was due to microbial activity on the surface of that petrocalcic horizon that was root limiting. This is the quartz fragment by volume data. And as you can see, the tip of this this knife is the surface of that petrocalcic horizon. And it had the highest percent volume of fragments at 62%. And it was mostly bone fragments and shell fragments that the calcium carbonate precipitated around. This is the calcium carbonate data from the soil. The percent volume of cemented calcium carbonate was greatest in the petrocalcic horizon, this 80%, and it was second greatest in the horizon directly below it. Now, the uncemented calcium carbonate was the least in the surface two horizons, where that indicates leaching of the calcium carbonate, and that leaching of calcium carbonate accumulated directly above the petrocalcic in these two horizons. It was greatest directly above it because it's root and water limiting. And the horizon directly above the limestone bedrock contained a high amount of calcium carbonate, indicating that it was a contributor of calcium carbonate to the petrocalcic formation. Our hypothesis of the petrocalcic horizon formed in a human environment with major inputs of calcium from the groundwater appear to be true. The processes of the petrocalcic formation appear to be similar than those typical ones that we see in arid climates, except for the input of calcium-rich groundwater. Are there any questions? No, I didn't actually get to, I didn't actually get to go to sample, but unfortunately, yes.
So, I guess I kind of like what Tara asked prior to speakers, but you would get somewhat a brief, you know, really kind of help with you, what you thought was most important, and what you need to do next, what might be your history
story. Well, since there haven't been many, essentially many cases at all of petrocalcic forming in a human environment, I guess the next step would be to explore those areas that haven't really been for petrocalcics, maybe in wetlands, or I know there might be one in the Salt Lake area in Utah, and then in Africa. There's some, so I guess the next step would be to do more research in finding some of those. Yes.
Yeah. Does understanding this phenomenon change the way a person might recognize the image as well?
So the question was that by understanding a petrocalcic forming in a human environment, how it would affect a land manager or to manage an area? Well, it is a root limiting layer and water limiting, and they don't tend to form in, I guess, human environments in most cases. But yes, it's a limiting factor. You can't get through there without a rock saw, so it would be a limitation for many things. Water perches on it. So, does that answer your question? All right. Sorry. Okay. Thank you.